back to back today. So we got about 8 minutes. So don't be alarmed by the pace. You're going to want to get in what you want to say. I'm going to start out by... Welcome, y'all. Welcome back, Wisconsin. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My next guest, his name is David Marsteller. He is the Democratic candidate for the 21st Assembly District. Welcome, David. I want to make sure that you can hear me and the listeners can hear me. Am I good to go? Good to go. Okay. Welcome, David. This is one of the toss-up districts. We got new maps. Jesse Rodriguez has won in the past, your opponent by like razor-thin margins. You can flip this district. Why should voters vote for you and not your opponent?
Voters should vote for me because I have sound policy ideas. I am a number one advocate for affordable, accessible health care. Having survived a heart transplant, which was made possible by the Affordable Care Act. I had a pre-existing condition, which my brother passed away of in 2003. And as I got more and more ill, insurance companies said, we can no longer cover you because you have a pre-existing condition. I lost my job because I was in the hospital so much. Mm. I was able to find a part-time job that allowed me to afford the Affordable Care Act. And it literally saved my life. So I'm here 6 years later running for office to advocate for other Wisconsinites to have access to affordable health care because it's a right and it shouldn't be a privilege.
Yeah, the human dignity requires health care, period, full stop. And we should make it easier, not harder, more affordable, not less, for every single Wisconsinite to access affordable health care. Your opponent has had the opportunity to expand Badger Care here in the state of Wisconsin and yet hasn't done so. Is that part of your plan to help Wisconsinites access health care? Is the expansion of what we call Badger Care here in the state, which will end up saving Wisconsin taxpayers billions of dollars?
That is absolutely part of my platform to expand Medicaid and Badger Care. And it will save Wisconsin billions of dollars.
Yeah, what else do you plan to do to work on healthcare for folks in Wisconsin?
Well, what we need to do is we need to reinvest with the University of Wisconsin system, which has been starved for 14 years, so that we can train and retain the best doctors that we can have in our state. We need to train them and retain them in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's no
doubt. We need to make a healthcare atmosphere in Wisconsin that will attract the best providers from across the country that want to come to Wisconsin to practice because it's a good place to practice.
Couldn't agree with you more, David. And I think such a key piece of this when we talk about healthcare is freedom to choose the healthcare that is best for us, whether you are a man or a woman. Where do you stand on reproductive freedoms, David?
On reproductive freedoms, I trust women. That choice is not to be made by politicians in Madison or in Washington, D.C. Those healthcare decisions are to be made by women and their healthcare providers, full stop.
Couldn't agree with you more on that one. I know that you've also pointed out as part of your platform lowering costs for Wisconsin families. Tell me more about that, David.
Well, what we need to do is we need to look at our property tax issues because they just keep going up exponentially every year. I mean, I know ours in my own home, which went up $3,900 this year, but the assessment, you know, did not go up didn't go up that much. Property taxes keep going up and up and up. And I think Wisconsin, during the revenue sharing, Milwaukee County got a raw deal on that. Two for everyone else, one for us.
Yes. I when we think about property taxes, one of the things, having dealt with property taxes, both when I worked in the city attorney's office and as corporation counsel for Milwaukee County, that I try to point out to people is the more corporate property tax carve-outs you see in state law, and listen, the corporate interests in Wisconsin have lobbied the Republican-controlled legislature, especially back when Scott Walker was still in the state house, for all kinds of property tax carve-outs. And as Republicans literally gave away the farm in terms of property tax carve-outs for large businesses and corporations and the biggest corporate agricultural businesses, what that did is it simply shifted property tax burdens from corporations and large businesses and commercial developers onto the backs of small family homeowners. That is what happened. I think there were something like 6 or 7 massive carve-outs that got passed under the Republican-controlled legislature and during the Scott Walker administration. Exactly to your point, David. I'll just give you a moment, sir, to address voters here in the 21st Assembly District. And by the way, we broadcast out of Radio Park here in Racine, and I drive down and I see all the signs, lots of signs for you, my friend David Marstel, our candidate for the 21st Assembly District. Talk to the voters and tell them why a vote for you is a vote for Wisconsin families come this November 5th.
A vote for me is a vote for Wisconsin families because I will tackle the healthcare issue. I will tackle the reckless and drunk driving epidemic in Milwaukee County by increasing the penalties. I will tackle crime by investing in adequate and competent police training and retention of the best officers we can get. And I will support women's rights to choose.
So
and I just think...
Go ahead, David.
As a Wisconsinite, I am for the people of Wisconsin, and I will advocate all I can do to better the lives of the residents of Wisconsin and the residents of Assembly District Number 21.
I really appreciate that, folks. That's David Marstel, candidate for the 21st Assembly District. Listen, when I look at candidates, David, folks that have been through the meat grinder of the U.S. healthcare system, who have been without health insurance, who have seen family members harmed by their lack of access to affordable, top-notch healthcare, I trust people like that because you know what it's like because you have been there. And so is your family. My thanks to you, David, for running for this seat. Best of luck to you. You can find out more about David Marsteller. You can go to marstellerforwisconsin.com. That's marstellerforwisconsin.com. Turn out and vote. The 21st Assembly District up for grabs, folks. Let's give it back to the middle class and hardworking Wisconsin families with a vote for David this November 5th. I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back with Sounds Like Change with Emily's List after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network.